Mai Jua and Mai Chongbing go to the same school, share the same list of chores, and are seemingly inseparable. They're sisters. Mai Jua is 17 and Chani is 15. The two Hmong American teens grew up in a Fresno family that practices animism with regular shaman rituals. But one thing divides them. Here's Mai Jua.
I do participate in shamanism, although I don't believe it.
And here's Chani.
I am shamanism and I actually believe in it.
Cao Li Yang is a Hmong anthropologist who has studied Hmong culture for over 25 years.
Shamanism is not a system of belief. Shamanism is a healing ritual practice. So what the Hmong people believe is animism. They believe in the multiple of souls. And they practice what we call the cult of the ancestor.
She says many young Hmong are confused about their beliefs.
More and more young people question about their faith.
Mai Jua says time and what she calls American influences have helped push her away from the religious practices of her Hmong refugee parents.
I guess it's like the theories that I don't believe. Like, there's really no proof to it. It's just kind of like, I feel like sometimes it's made up.
But for Chani, shamanism is a point of connection to her family and heritage.
I believe that the spirit will actually help you. And it's basically how faithful you are towards that religion. And to me, I do believe that it will help improve my point of views and basically like show who I am.
These sisters face a struggle that Hmong teens are grappling with across the region. Do they assimilate to the culture around them or hold true to the values and traditions of their families? 16-year-old Jasmine Vang's story is a little different. She's not related to Jua and Chani. And she's Catholic.
The reason why I guess I'm so pulled or like strong into the religion is because besides shamanism, it was just the other thing that kind of gave me hope. And I found comfort in being Catholic.
She says many of her Hmong friends are trying to hold Western religion and ancestral traditions in the same hand.
What I feel like I need, that's what I take. If I feel like I'm struggling and I need prayer, then I pray because, you know, I'm Catholic. If I feel like I'm getting sick or if I need to find something and my mom needs to ask my grandpa to help me find something, she can call him up because he's a shaman too. He's a the actual shaman.
She also says outside pressures have made it hard to balance her social identity with her spiritual life.
I think the struggle is just finding who you are because there's just so many things your parents and, you know, society wants you to believe in.
It's a struggle that many Hmong teens have faced over the years, including Song Lee, who at age 38 is now a professor of counseling at Fresno State. She came to America from Laos as a toddler, but she says today's youth also have a different perspective than her generation.
Some of these youth have parents that are successful. You know, everybody has an iPad, iPhone. So they have more material stuff than we did.
Her fear is that since Hmong culture is passed down orally, this current generation of youth may leave out traditional practices altogether in their pursuit of the American dream.
I think if we don't do something now, they're going to lose that peace. Because for one thing, if you don't understand it, you're not going to embrace it.
Another Fresno State professor, Cao Li Yang, says many of her Hmong students don't know a lot about their culture or the difference between shamanism or animism. But she says assimilation isn't the main cause of the confusion. She blames Hmong culture itself.
Hmong do not socialize their children by explicitly explaining the rule or the culture content. Parents let the child discover the culture, discover the rules.
According to Cao Li Yang, around 70% of Hmong Americans are under the age of 24. And with Hmong elders aging, Yang says today's youth have a short window of time to regain what she calls their Hmongness.
Picture that I gave to my student is a tree. You have a big wind that is blowing, and you have to have your root solid on the earth. The Hmong culture is like the root to the earth, and you have to have that. So the wind can blow as much as it wants. You won't fall.
She says that as teens like Mai Jua, Chani, and Jasmine mature and define their own generation, that strong foundation will be essential.
If you still remember you are Hmong, if you are interested about your community, if you give back to your community, if you still try to create something that makes sense and make your life beautiful as a Hmong, you're still Hmong.
And it will be up to this generation of Hmong Americans to decide what that means. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.